When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him.
"What are you arguing with them about?"
he asked. A man in the crowd answered,
"Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not."
"Oh, unbelieving generation,"
Jesus replied,
"how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me."
So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father,
"How long has he been like this?"
"From childhood,"
he answered.
"It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us."
"If you can,"
said Jesus,
"everything is possible for him who believes."
Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed,
"I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief."
When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit.
"You deaf and mute spirit,"
he said,
"I command you, come out of him and never enter him again."
The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said,
"He's dead."
But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought,
"If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed."
Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked,
"Who touched my clothes?"
"You see the people crowding against you,"
his disciples answered.
"And yet you can ask, who touched me?"
But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her,
"Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
Well, a woman with the burden of sickness 12 years heard that Jesus was coming her way. She didn't stop to worry about her doubts and her fears. She had to fight for every step of the way. Through the crowds that were pressing around him, through the heat and the dust of the road, and when she touched his cloak, God healed her body. He lifted her heavy load. If I can get a little closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, everything's gonna be alright. Now a man asked Jesus' disciples if they could deliver his only son from a spirit that threw him into water and fire, but with them it just could not be done. So he called out to Jesus saying, "Lord, I believe, help me in my unbelief." Jesus had mercy, he healed his son, he took away all of his grief. If I can get a little closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, everything's gonna be alright. Now the story about touching the hem of his garment, nearly everybody knows. But that woman was healed by her faith in God, and not by Jesus' clothes. And the boy with the unclean spirit was delivered when everybody's faith was gone. When his father cried out, saying, "Lord, I'm weak," and Jesus made his weakness strong. If I can get a little closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, just a little bit closer to Jesus, everything's gonna be alright. want to get a little closer to Jesus, there's nobody to stand in your way. You don't have to wait for another disciple to find the right words to say. Cause he is the same today and forever, no matter what the devil may do. And if you need a little faith or some more of God's Spirit, just ask him and he'll give it to you. And you can get a little closer to